And speaking in Washington today, President Bush said his Iraq policy is working but needs more time. This was the first in another series of presidential speeches to build support for the war in Iraq. Here's Mr. Bush.
I wish I could tell you that the violence is waning and that the road ahead will be smooth. It will not. There will be more tough fighting and more days of struggle. And we will see more images of chaos and carnage in the days and months to come.
Importantly, the president said, Iraqi security forces are working much better than they have, especially during recent violence, and he credited these forces with preventing the outbreak of civil war. Joining us to discuss the speech is NPR White House correspondent Don Gagne. Don, welcome back to the program. Did the president talk about changes he might make in the way the U.S. is using its forces in Iraq?
Not really. On that front, there wasn't really a whole lot new here in this speech in that area. He laid out the points of his overall strategy, things that he's talked about in speeches, a series of speeches the end of last year about building Iraq's democracy and building the economy and training security forces. He said that these goals are being achieved, but still he also said there's no timetable for completion. Ultimately, in this speech, he seemed to be saying, you've seen the bad news. But that's not the whole picture.
Well, the bad news includes this outbreak of sectarian violence that's followed the bombing of a mosque in Samarra a couple of weeks ago. Did Mr. Bush say we should not be discouraged by this because the internal Iraqi forces are handling it?
He said we should find something positive in this, in the way the Iraqis have reacted. He dwelt on the success of certain units in dealing with confrontations that followed that bombing of the Golden Mosque. And while he said some things haven't been successful, other things have. But he really did say that Iraqis do deserve a great deal of credit for containing that.
You know, just the language of this is so carefully used, Don, including the phrase civil war. There's been some question whether the president would use that phrase, but he did.
He did indeed, but he used it in a certain context. He said the insurgents' only chance for victory is to try to provoke a civil war. And he said it's clear that most Iraqis don't want that and are resisting that. The way the president put it, he said they looked into the abyss and did not like what they saw. He repeatedly, talked about the elections, and he talked about other things as positive things that are signs that Iraqis want a government. And again, going back to that bombing at the Golden Mosque in Samarra, he said that because Iraqi security forces and leaders really stepped up and enforced that curfew and got things to calm down afterward, that is something that has to be looked at in a positive sense. There is sectarian violence, he said, but for the U.S., the big concern is not civil war. He doesn't think we're there. It's insurgents and terrorists.
And he mentioned the devices that they're using. He really talked about these IEDs, the roadside bombs.
Yes, he said that the U.S. is working on finding new technology to deal with these, to recognize them before they explode, to stop them from exploding in advance. He said he couldn't talk about what those things are because it would help those who are setting these bombs off. He also said there is a clear link between many of these devices and Iran. So another shot at Iran there.
Okay, thanks very much. NPR's Don Gagne reporting from the White House. Thank you, Don.
A pleasure.